Hi, this is David. If you own a website like I do, you know how important website security is. It's always a nagging worry in the back of your mind that one of the millions of hackers out there might gain access to your site and destroy your hard work. But I've discovered a solution. With Kinsta, they take care of the technical and security stuff, so you can focus on what you do best, creating great content or selling great products. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and highly dedicated human-only customer support. They provide complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress website is always online, rock-solid secure, and performing at its best. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. Thank you. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from a lecture that was delivered by Harriet Hale Ricks at the Hotel Brighton, Washington, D.C., in 1914. I would like to make a statement here at the very beginning, and have you plant this statement, this idea, in your heart as you would a seed, to grow. My statement is this, that the more difficult the situation is, the higher you will rise if you think correctly about it. Let us make a familiar and close communication with the heart of the affairs, so that in the future, when we may need to be strong under great pressure or temptation, we may, through this correct thinking about it, be buoyed up and comforted. This is an excellent rule and true of all our activities, especially of prosperity, that when you think correctly about a thing, you are master of the situation, and no evil in it, nor loss, nor limitation, can hold you down or bind you. The question you probably are asking is, well, how am I to know what the correct thinking is about a particular situation? I believe that the only answer to this is to think about the circumstances, whatever they may be, in terms of health, joy, freedom, and prosperity. Prosperity does not consist in the things you possess, in the money you have in the bank. In fact, we might say, from a metaphysical standpoint, that if you absolutely understand prosperity, you have no need of a large bank account. Prosperity is a way, a mode of thinking. So is poverty. You are poor if you class yourself this way, and you are rich if you can think rich thoughts, thoughts that are constructive, optimistic, unlimited. These instantly crown you successful. The mentality must first be rich towards spiritual knowledge and consciousness. I cannot think of wealth and prosperity and success as a lasting possession to those who callously regard the spiritual life. Dr. Maurice Buck, who studied cosmic consciousness for over 30 years, states that in all his examinations of men and women, he never came across a single case of heightened consciousness where the individual was bent on making money, whose whole conception of life was accumulation. This is the law. You cannot both work for a great ideal and work for selfish ends. It is a mistake to simply work for a, quote, living. To work this way is to be a slave to others. You are not here to work strenuously in order to merely pay the bills. Your life is inspired and inspiring all about you. Whoever comes in contact with an inspired soul realizes the beauty of it and is inspired to also live truly. The rich mentality is so full of awakened consciousness, so absolutely certain of the truth, the ideal, and the real, that it never fears poverty. It is not being hindered by any effort to fight poverty, or a lack, or a want. It is all love, all peace, because it is the love of recognized good. The rich mentality fears nothing, and is free from the burden and care that the world groans under. It is not under the law of wear and tear and exhaustion, because it knows that the potential good is inexhaustible. The rich mentality does not serve a good that is liable to cease, but a good that is so manifold and widely spread that it might be accused of wastefulness. Think of all that the hills and mountains contain that has never been revealed or opened up to our eyes. The wonderful gems and jewels, gold and silver, that await future ages, already stored underground. And this is but the symbol of the greater storehouses of the enlightened mind. The men and women who possess this vision exercise faith and want to exercise faith. In the rich mentality, they never think that they can be lazy and never work anymore. They know that they can convert divine energy and force every moment, and so they are active with great dynamic power. Life is joyful and thoroughly interesting to those who enter into an alignment with the rich mentality. The rich mentality is supreme in delivering this, in that it believes absolutely in the good. You cannot persuade it that evil is a reality. It does not sink down to meditate on evil. It has no moments of malice or jealousy or hate. It has no time for these, for its whole time is taken up along the lines that are strong, powerful witnesses of the good. The individual with a prosperity mindset never consents to talk about evil as a reality. They know that thinking about good is the rule and their unfailing resource. They employ it in their business life, in their social life, in their home life. Every relationship is maintained in a recognition of the good, and the good only, thus ensuring continued happiness. That is what we are all after, is it not? If we could find one word to cover our aspirations, could we find a larger word, or one that is more inclusive than joy or happiness? I do not mean that happiness which the world so defines to us as a limitation that fritters away and is liable to be lost. I mean a lasting happiness, the happiness that is secured to the individual by fidelity to principle. The infinite mind made you for happiness. It made you capable of supreme bliss, able to enjoy life in ways that you can little dream of today. You will begin to smile the moment you actually believe this and do away with the old wrinkled thoughts, the troubled thoughts. You will grow perpetually young through the inspiration of the divine, penetrating to the innermost realm of your heart. And you can keep it there, where it is bound to make you strong and beautiful. The rich mentality maintains a cheerful attitude which can smile pain down and sorrow away and laugh trouble into nothingness. It minimizes instantly trials which the world feels to be oppression and loss and discord, It is a wonderful resource. The world needs your smile. It is the smile that heals the world. It is the smile, not the groan, that makes for a spiritual life and for success. Thus it should be your part to contribute these to the world and help others who are bestowing smiles upon the world to redeem it. The rich mentality can smile because it knows. It is sure of some things, because it is absolutely certain that life is worthwhile. Therefore, it smiles with an inner smile of good cheer and certainty and strength. The rich mentality is a master of money. It does not serve money. And, being its master, money feels attracted towards it. There is a certain intelligence in money. It wants to be used by those who are able intelligently to keep it in circulation, for circulation is the very spirit of money. If it is hoarded or put away, it corrodes and dies. But as it is kept in motion, it is kept in life. Therefore, it is not the accumulation and the grabbing of money that constitutes wealth, but the giving and letting it go forth freely. To the rich mentality, money is a blessing, but to the poor mentality, it is a curse. It is not money that is the source of evil, but the love of money. As you decide to stand by the principles of truth in your success and prosperity, you will no longer work under the false idea of economy, because we are only economical through a belief in poverty, not from the standpoint of prosperity. The rich mentality is also always original. You are original because God has made you so. I say you are original, but do you believe it? Are you even willing to be original? Willing to be as God has made you? How wonderful, beautiful, and regal if everyone would be willing to be original. To be original is to be your true self. It is to be well and to be at home. When we do not feel at home, it is because there is too much pretense. I mean that we are too willing to go with the crowd, that we would rather be counterfeit than the genuine self that God made us. There would be a great transformation if we would finally take the stand that God never made two people exactly alike. We are all independent and yet beautifully interdependent. Independent in one way and from another standpoint, interdependent. If we realize this, there would never be selfishness and discord. Every person would find their work, their place, and we would all be doing what we enjoy doing. That would indeed be the golden age. Insist upon your originality, and resources will come to you when you are pushed or cornered. You will be the resourceful one that God made you. God will impress upon you the new ways and means to take. We are not here to work for anything less than to unfold our God nature or divine self, and this is not possible when we concentrate on money alone. What is money? Why, we are the creator and maker of money. Humankind put into it all that makes it of value. And humankind can withdraw that, making it not worth any more than sand. Remember that you must give if you would get. The person who forgets to give, forgets how to receive. They close the door to receptivity. They close the door of life. Many people are planting disease, physical poverty, and misery of all kinds, through not maintaining the other half of the law of prosperity. They want to receive only, but the law is not a hemisphere, it is a sphere. It is only as you bring the two parts together and recognize that giving and receiving should be equal that you can weld it into a unit and make the law work for you. The mind that has the rich mentality never takes offense nor receives an insult. Think about that. It never receives an insult. It never feels hurt and is never discouraged. It is never jealous. It is never angry, because anger is a poverty of consciousness. No one gets angry until they think they are inefficient or are conscious of a sense of weakness. The rich mentality never knows malice. Resentment never suggests itself to it. It is never doubtful of the good or its possibilities. It never listens to words of ill report, and therefore never repeats them. It does not gossip nor love iniquitous things, because the rich mentality is love. It has no enemies, is not self-seeking, and knows no pride. Let this mind be in you, and your body will become perfect, enduring, strong, and beautiful, and your affairs full of delight and plenty. The rich mentality does not look for flaws, is not complaining. It never worries, frets, nor fears. It never is anxious nor overcome. It never fights, resists, nor in cowardice turns its back. Hate is unknown to it, and death has no terrors, while sickness is completely under its control. It is never sad nor gloomy. It never dwells upon evil for 5 minutes. It has no doubt of the power of good, and does not condemn nor judge, all because it is the mind of God, the richest mind in all being. Let us be silent for a moment and entertain these statements. Let us relax and open our hearts to the greater self, to the self more abundant, to the self that is not duality nor multiplicity nor division, but one self, radiantly beautiful and divine, the self that can be described only in divine terms. You are rich in God's love. Give your best to the world, and the best the world has will come back to you. You are prosperity. You are success. God made you so. Go forth and claim your own freely and fearlessly. Your prosperity is based upon the true foundation of the Spirit. Therefore, it is changeless and dwells within the one and everlasting good. Thank you.